In Numbers chapter 13, Moses sent 12 men in to spy out the promised land. After 40 days, 10 of them came back and said, "Moses, we don't have a chance. The cities are fortified, very large, and the people are huge. Compared to them, we feel like we were grasshoppers." Notice their I ams. I am weak. I am inferior. I am intimidated. I am afraid. What happened? Fear, intimidation, inferiority came knocking at their door. The other two spies, Joshua and Caleb, came back with a different report. They said, "Moses, yes, the people are big, but we know our God is much bigger. We are well able. Let us go in and take the land at once." Their I ams were just the opposite. "I am strong. I am equipped. I am confident. I am more than a conqueror." What's interesting is that negative report from the 10 spies spread like wildfire throughout the rest of the camp. Before long, some 2 million people were intimidated and afraid. Nobody even paid attention to Joshua and Caleb's report of faith. Here's what I've learned. A negative report always spreads faster than a positive report. When people are murmuring, complaining, talking defeat, be on guard. Make sure you don't let the wrong I am take root. And the people of Israel were so distressed by the negative report that they complained against Moses and Aaron. "Why did you even bring us out here? We're going to die in the wilderness. Our children, our wives, they're going to be taken as plunder." God answered back something very powerful and very sobering. He said in Numbers 14, "I will do for you exactly what you have said. You said you're going to die in the wilderness, so you will die in the wilderness." God is saying the same thing to us. "I am going to do exactly what you've been saying." Don't ever say, "I am weak, I'm intimidated, I'm inferior," for in the wrong I am can keep you from your destiny. Do you ever remember reading in the scripture about a man named Sether, a man named Gaddi, a man named Shaphat? You probably never heard of them. You know why? They were listed among the 10 spies who brought the negative report. They also never made it into the promised land. The fact is, they were called to be history makers just as Joshua and Caleb were. They had seeds of greatness on the inside, but the wrong I am kept them from making their mark. Don't let that be your destiny. You may be facing some major obstacles. My challenge is be a Joshua. Be a Caleb. I am strong. I am confident. I am equipped. I am more than a conqueror. I am well able. Make sure you have the right I ams coming out of your mouth. Joshua and Caleb were the only two people who were 20 years old and above from that whole wilderness company to ever make it into the promised land. Let me give you some great I ams to speak over your life. Read these declarations every day. Get them down in your spirit. Meditate on them. They may not all be true right now, but as you continue to speak them, they will become a reality. Here they are. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am successful. I am victorious. I am talented. I am creative. I am wise. I am healthy. I am in shape. I am energetic. I am happy. I am positive. I am passionate. I am strong. I am confident. I am secure. I am beautiful. I am attractive. I am valuable. I am free. I am redeemed. I am forgiven. I am anointed. I am accepted. I am approved. I am prepared. I am qualified, I am motivated, I am focused, I am disciplined, I am determined, I am patient, I am kind, I am generous, I am excellent, I am equipped, I am empowered, I am well able, I am a child of the Most High God.